The U.S. Army's Special Forces are known as the Quiet Professionals. They almost never talk about their missions, even years afterwards. An exception is being made now for members of the Army 5th Special Forces Group. They went into Afghanistan inside Taliban territory in the middle of October. They met their contact, Hamid Karzai. Karzai was recruiting a Pashtun militia, gathering forces against the Taliban to eventually fight their way to Kandahar. The 5th Special Forces were sent to help, led by their Arabic-speaking captain, Jason Amerine. 11 men to begin with. Three were killed when a U.S. bomb hit too close to their position. Captain Amerine spoke with us today from a military hospital in Germany. He described the battle for the provincial capital of Terrencote a little more than 3 weeks ago.
The city of Terrencote was characterized by Hamid Karzai as an extremely important city to the Taliban because their movement to a larger extent began in that area. He anticipated that the people of Terrencote would rise against their Taliban leaders and pretty well throw them out themselves. And as it turned out, that's what they did. And the Taliban left Terrencote and headed back to Kandahar.
But then the Taliban described this for us. They sort of turn around, or other forces of the Taliban come in, and they have an idea to retake the town.
Right. The Taliban organized a large force to return and retake the city. The fight probably lasted, the main part of it, about 4 or 5 hours. My detachment linked up with as many of the freedom fighters as we could get, and we moved to the edge of town and set up a blocking position from which we were going to defeat the Taliban as they came into the valley. When we got over there, the air support was excellent. They stacked up in the sky, and they did the job for us of hurting that convoy. We actually had an initial withdrawal back to Terrencote due to, I think, just kind of a misunderstanding about how much firepower those aircraft represented. The freedom fighters that we're with actually withdrew to the city, so my detachment continued to direct airstrikes against the Taliban. Before long, the freedom fighters returned. We assisted them in reestablishing defensive positions. When it was all over, in Hamid Karzai's estimation, we'd really broken the back of the Taliban in terms of any effort that they were going to put forth to try to come north again.
And then it is time to move on toward Kandahar. There is a battle at a bridge, which I gather is 30 miles away from Kandahar, a bridge over a dry river, 2 days and two nights. Quite a fight there, you recall?
Yes, we got within about 30 kilometers of Kandahar, and there's a town called Sayed al-Makalay, which was next to this bridge. And as we pushed in, the Taliban put up a pretty good fight. And we took the town pretty quickly on the first day, and then that night the Taliban came in force across the only real bridge on that dry river. And the next day the decision was made that we should occupy a key hill that overlooked that bridge. We assisted the freedom fighters in developing a pretty good plan for seizing hilltops along the way. We took a great deal of fire there as we were pushing our freedom fighters forward. Once we took the hill and once we controlled the bridge and controlled the area, my detachment relocated on a rather large hill that included some old fighting positions and such. That day, the Taliban were sending a delegation to surrender Kandahar to Hamid Karzai, so he was located in a building next to the hilltop that we were located on. And we're directing strikes against Taliban positions across the river. They were fighting out of caves at that point and would occasionally shoot machine guns across the river at our positions. So we were directing in different sorts of aircraft to drop bombs. That was when the bomb came in and struck our position.
This is a bomb from a B-52. How close to you did it come?
It landed approximately 40 meters from where I was, landed much closer to many of my other soldiers.
The injuries that you sustained?
They were minor. I received shrapnel in my leg. My left eardrum was completely blown out. My right eardrum's about half blown out.
Hamid Karzai at this point is where when the bomb falls?
He was probably about 100 meters away in a building.
Now, just to remind, this is the very day on which the negotiations in Bonn have been concluded, and he has been named to be the new interim leader of a new Afghanistan.
Yes.
What were you thinking at this point?
My whole concern at that point was to ensure that we treated our wounded. What followed was really a marvel in terms of military medicine. The medics, trauma medics that you have on a special forces detachment, were working to save lives. All of us have some amount of trauma training ourselves, so every able-bodied individual was working on their buddies, both Americans and Afghanis. And we worked to stabilize our casualties and to get them evacuated out. It really was incredible.
As you know, Captain, yesterday at Fort Campbell, Kentucky, there was a service, a memorial service, for the three of your men who died, Master Sergeant Jefferson Davis, Staff Sergeant Brian Cody Prosser, and Sergeant First Class Daniel Petitori.
Right.
Tell us about these three men, please.
Cody Prosser, I'd known for a couple of years. Sometimes you just click with a person, and that's how it was for us. He wasn't actually on my detachment. He came in with a headquarters element the night before, but I hadn't seen him in some time, and so when he came in, you know, he was being reunited with family. Jefferson Davis was my team sergeant. He was the father figure of the team, somebody that we all looked up to and respected. Daniel Petitori was the senior communications sergeant on the team. You know, we used to joke that you could give him rocks and baling wire and he could probably come up with a way to make a radio and talk to hire.
Captain, what's next for you once you recover?
Well, we'll return and we'll heal up as a detachment. We'll do what we need to take care of the families of our fallen, rebuild the detachment, and we'll wait for the next mission and hope it comes soon.
Captain Jason Amerine of the U.S. Army 5th Special Forces Group, speaking with us from the Landstuhl Medical Center in Germany.